Differences over Iraq also abound within the Bush administration, particularly between the State Department and the Pentagon. In remarks that highlight the tug of war over the direction of U.S. foreign policy, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich today called for an overhaul of the State Department. Gingrich, who's now a Pentagon advisor, accused the State Department of diplomatic failure in the months leading up to the Iraqi war. Speaking at the American Enterprise Institute, Gingrich warned that U.S. diplomats are now in danger of squandering the military's victory. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
To hear Newt Gingrich tell it, what we have here is a failure to communicate. Gingrich says foreign countries that failed to embrace the U.S.-led war in Iraq did so not because there was anything wrong with the war, but because the State Department failed to sell it.
I think that when people are asked if you support torture, they say no. If they're asked to support terrorism, they say no. Yet somehow we were unable to communicate in Europe, for example, the nature of Saddam Hussein's regime. And the issue became President Bush rather than dictator Saddam. Now that's, I think, a communications issue, not a policy issue.
Gingrich argues that some State Department diplomats are deliberately undermining policies that he believes the United States should follow. The former House Speaker is an advisor to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and one of the neoconservatives who encouraged the administration to act forcefully abroad, even if it must do so unilaterally. That puts Gingrich at odds with many in the foreign policy establishment. Gingrich himself acknowledges what he calls conflicting worldviews.
One worldview is a worldview of process, politeness, and accommodation. One worldview is a worldview of facts, values, and outcomes. President Bush clearly represents the latter worldview with his focus on facts, values, and outcomes. The State Department as an institution and the Foreign Service as a culture clearly represents the former with a focus on process, politeness, and accommodation.
It's not clear whether President Bush actually sides with Gingrich and the other hardliners. For example, Mr. Bush endorsed a Middle East peace plan that includes a role for the United Nations, the European Union, and Russia. Gingrich calls the plan unimaginable. Mr. Bush also adopted a softer tone over the weekend towards Syria, a country that Secretary Rumsfeld has accused of harboring members of Saddam Hussein's regime. Asked about Gingrich's comments today, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the former speaker has a long history of blunt talk, but Boucher said anybody who's paying attention knows where the president stands.
The State Department is here to carry out the president's policy. In every one of these instances that's being cited, we're doing that effectively, we're doing that loyally, we're doing that diligently. That's what we're here to do. We carry out the president's policy, and I think we're doing so very well.
Tension between the State Department and the Pentagon is nothing new in Washington, and the push and pull can be healthy. President Leslie Gelb of the Council on Foreign Relations says for now the Pentagon conservatives have a stronger hand. While the State Department is trying to manage the views of many countries, the Pentagon conservatives are advocating a vision of their own.
It's a powerful argument when you have everything kind of locked up in a notion of the kind of world you want to create and how you want to do it. And as long as nations are bending to the American will, either as a result of military defeat or diplomatic pressure, then the policy advocates continue to prevail, and the policy managers lose.
Gingrich also complained today about the effectiveness of the State Department's aid agency, saying it has yet to pave 1 mile of road in Afghanistan. Perhaps reflecting the challenges of bridge building as well as road building, spokesman Richard Boucher said everyone knows you can't lay asphalt in Afghanistan in the wintertime. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.